Hello, I'm Mrs. Seda, and I am a fourth grade teacher at Ryerson Elementary, and today I would like to share Chapter 11 of Lemonade Crime by Jacqueline Davies. Chapter 11, Perjury. Perjury, purposely telling a lie in a court of law after taking an oath to tell the truth and only the truth. "Will the lawyer for the prosecution please step forward?" said Judge Kerkorian. The defense lawyer, Scott's mother, still hadn't arrived, but they couldn't wait any longer. About half the jury had to be home by 4 o'clock. Jesse stood up and addressed the court. She made her voice sound strong. "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, for my first witness, I call Jack Bagdasarian." Jack walked up to the podium, and David told him to put his right hand over his heart and raise his left hand in the air. "Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?" asked David. "I do," said Jack, standing straight as a pole. "You may proceed," said David, turning to Jesse. Jesse walked up to Jack. "Mr. Bagdasarian," she said, "where were you on the day of September 5th? "What do you mean?" asked Jack. "Is that the day Scott stole the money?"
"Hey, I didn't steal the money," yelled Scott.
"Says you,"
shouted Malik, and everybody began yelling.
"Call for order,"
Jesse hissed at David, who was just standing there watching it all like it was a movie on television. David shuffled through his index cards until he found the right one. Then he banged the wooden gavel on the block of wood.
"Order in the court! Order in the court! If you are not quiet, I will hold you in..."
He looked more closely at his card.
"Contempt!"
David waved the card and added, "That means you'll get sent home. And when you come to school on Monday, we won't tell you what happened either." Everybody got really quiet then. Jesse turned to her witness again. "September 5th was the day everyone went to your house to swim," she said. "Can you tell the court what you remember about that day?" So Jack told the story. They all been playing basketball on the playground. Evan and Jack and Paul and Ryan and Kevin and Malik. But it was really hot, and they decided they wanted to swim at Jack's house. So Jack had gone home to ask his mom if it was okay. And when he came back to the playground, Scott was there too. So then they all gone back to Jack's house.
"And then what happened?"
asked Jesse, pacing back and forth in front of the podium. She was holding a pencil and carrying her writer's notebook tucked under her arm. It made her feel more official.
"We played pool basketball," said Jack. "I've got one of those floating hoops, so we just goofed around and stuff."
"Did Evan swim in his own bathing suit, or did he borrow one from you?" asked Jesse.
"I think he borrowed one," said Jack.
"Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. And so did Scott." "So both Evan and Scott changed into borrowed bathing suits at your house. Is that correct?"
"Yep," said Jack, bobbing his head up and down.
"And where did they put their regular clothes when they went swimming?" asked Jesse, pointing her finger at Jack, so that the jury would know she was getting to the good part.
"In my room, I guess. That's where everyone puts their shoes and socks and stuff at my house.
'Cause if you leave anything downstairs, the dog gets it.
So let me be clear on this point, said Jessie, standing directly in front of Jack. Evan's shorts and whatever was in his pockets were in your room. And Scott's shorts and whatever was in his pockets were also in your room. Is that correct?
Yeah, I already said that.
Jessie turned to the jury. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that fact. Evan's and Scott's shorts were in the same room. She turned back to Jack.
One more question for you, Mr. Bagdasarian. Did anyone get out of the pool and go inside?
Well, sure, said Jack, laughing. I mean, geez, we were drinking like 10 gallons of lemonade and eating watermelon slices. You can't hold that in forever.
The courtroom burst into laughter, but David banged his gavel so loudly that everyone quieted right down. Nobody wanted to get sent home before there was a verdict.
Did Scott go into the house? Asked Jessie.
Uh-huh, said Jack.
Did he go in alone?
Yeah.
And how long was he in the house alone?
I don't know, said Jack, shrugging.
Long enough to run upstairs and steal an envelope filled with money out of Evan's shorts? Asked Jessie.
Sure, said Jack. He was in there for a while, and I know he went into my room because he came down dressed.
Dressed? Asked Jessie.
Why did he do that?
He said he had to go right away.
But did he say why?
No, just said he had to go.
Did he leave in a hurry?
You should have seen him. He went tearing out of there. I don't think he even had both shoes on when he left.
I don't suppose you happened to check his pockets before he left, did you?
No, said Jack.
Too bad, muttered Evan.
Jessie looked over at her brother. He didn't look happy.
That will be all, said Jessie.
The witness is excused, said David in his serious judge voice. And when Jack didn't move, he added, you may step down.
Step down? Asked Jack, looking at the ground.
You may go back to the witness area, said David, and he gave Jack a look that made Jack close his mouth and do what he was told. Jessie called up the witnesses one by one, and each boy said the same thing. Scott had gone into the house to use the bathroom, came out a while later dressed, and then rushed out the door. Hearing the story five times made it seem like it was the absolute truth. Jessie was feeling good, so good, she decided to call Evan to the stand. She hadn't planned out any questions to ask him, but that didn't matter. Everyone liked Evan, and Jessie knew it was a good strategy to put a likable witness on the stand. But when she said, "For my next witness, I call Evan Tresky to the stand," Evan shot her a furious look. He walked up to the judge's podium like he was walking to the gallows. When he turned to face the court, he had both thumbs hooked in his back pockets and his shoulders were hunched forward.
What was wrong? Thought Jessie. They were going to win.
Mr. Tresky, Jesse began, can you please tell the court where you were on the afternoon of September 5th?
We already know that, shouted Taffy Morgan, who was sitting in the second row of the jury box. Ask him something different.
Yeah, shouted Tessa James from the audience. Ask him where he got all that money from. That's what I want to know.
Ben Lesser shouted out the same thing. Ask him that.
And Nina Lee echoed, yeah, ask him that.
Slowly, Jessie felt her face turning hot. That was the last question she wanted to ask Evan while he was on the stand. If the jury found out that Evan had stolen that money from her, it would be all over. Some of the kids in the jury box started to chant, ask him, ask him.
Order in the court, shouted David. When everyone quieted down, he said to Jesse, that's a good question. Why don't you ask him that?
He's my witness, said Jesse, and I get to make up the questions.
Jesse knew the rules. She was the lawyer, and nobody can make her ask her witness a question she didn't want to ask.
I'll ask what I want, and I don't want to ask that.
What? Said Scott. Have you got something to hide?
Leave her alone, said Evan.
Yeah, leave me alone, said Jesse, looking from David to Scott to Evan.
Fine, said Scott, crossing his arms and looking smug. Don't ask him. I'll just have my mom ask him where he got the money.
Your mom's not even here, said Jesse angrily. And I bet she won't show up either.
Scott jumped up to his feet and looked like he was going to take a swing at Jesse.
She will too. She's just late, that's all, 'cause she's a real lawyer with real work to do. Not like you, you faker.
Order in this court, or I will throw you both out, shouted David.
He even stepped in front of the podium and swung his gavel over his head like he was going to bean someone with it. Then he turned to Jesse and said,
you might as well ask Evan the question, Jesse. He's going to end up answering it anyway.
And Jesse knew he was right. She's really made a mess of this. And she's been feeling so good, so confident, so sure of herself.
Mr. Tresky, she said, where did you get the money, the $208 that you had in your pocket on that day?
You could have heard a pin drop, except that a pin wouldn't have made any noise at all because of the grass. But it was quiet in the court. Even the birds seemed to fall silent, as if they were waiting to hear the answer. Evan mumbled something, and Jesse had to ask him to repeat what he said.
I took it from your lockbox, said Evan, looking at her like he wanted to squash her like a bug.
Nobody said a word. Everyone stared at Evan, and Evan stared at Jesse.
You stole it? Asked Paul, his eyes wide with surprise.
Man, you never told us that part of the story, said Adam, shaking his head.
Wow, you stole money from your little sister? Said Scott, smiling for the first time all afternoon.
That is low.
Jessie looked down at the ground. She knew that Evan was staring at her with a look that said, "I wish you'd never been born." "Excuse me," said a voice from the audience. Jessie turned. It was Megan, and she was raising her hand like she was in class.
"The bench recognizes Megan
Moriarty," said David.
"The bench can't recognize someone from the audience," said Jessie. "The audience isn't allowed to talk during a trial. This is all wrong."
"Well," said David, "I'm the judge, so I get to decide."
"Megan!"
"Was that my money too?" Megan asked. She looked straight at Evan.
"Was half of that $208 mine from the lemonade stand?"
Jessie's mouth fell open, but no sound came out. Evan dropped his head into his hands. Things were coming out in this trial that Jessie had never expected to come out. Like the fact that Evan had stolen the money from Jessie before Scott stole the money from Evan. Or the fact that half the money he lost had been Megan's money. And just because Evan had planned to return the money to Jessie a day later, and she forgiven him for taking it in the first place, and just because Jessie and Evan had worked really hard to earn back all of Megan's money so that she never knows she lost it, those facts didn't seem to matter much at all. In the eyes of everyone, it looked like Evan was a thief, a lying thief. All of a sudden, words started to fly out of Jessie's mouth.
"He didn't steal it," she said. "I told him to take the money. I gave it to him for safekeeping. He didn't steal it."
Jessie turned to Megan. "It's my fault your money got stolen." Evan looked at her. Megan looked at her. Scott looked at her. Everyone in the courtroom stared at Jessie. And all Jessie could think was that she had just told a lie in court, and everyone knew it.